Well, here we go, a brand new week, and let's bring in Pat Pagano. Hello there, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. It's a good thing that I watched ABC Network News Friday night at 6:30, for that massive winter storm that was coming in, and I ran out and got the bread, eggs, and milk for that storm on Saturday.
It's, you know, we were one, and I'll even give kudos to the National Weather Service a little bit, but you were the one that said for us, 4 to 5 inches tops, maybe, you know, and you kept saying that, and I kept looking on TV and seeing all these, and on the internet, all these big storm things, and the National Weather Service issued the winter storm warning for 4 to 7 inches. But here's the funny thing about when they do that. When they issue that winter storm warning, Pat, and they do it for a general area, if you go and once they issue that winter storm warning, if you then go back and take a look at their forecast for the individual areas, like our area had a winter storm warning, 4 to 7 inches, and I think at one point it was 5 to 9. But when you got back to their individual forecast for the northwest corner of Connecticut, it said, well, 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight and possibly 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight. You know, it broke it down totally different in the forecast.
Right.
People don't realize when they issue these warnings, they're for zones. And that means for our zone, it goes from Albany down to just below us in New York, just a northern Litchfield and Litchfield County. And then it zooms way out west towards the snow belt of New York.
Yeah, and the other thing that I don't agree with, but I have no control over it, when they give forecasts and they say light or moderate accumulations.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's up to everybody's interpretation of what moderate is. You know, I asked a couple of people back on Friday in New Hampshire what they associated moderate with. And their answer was 6, 7, 8 inches.
Yeah, I would say 5. I would say 5 to 7 inches is moderate. Yep.
See, and my indication of moderate is 3 to 5. So, if I'm thinking 3 to 5 and you're thinking 6 to 8, that's not a good sign. You know, I mean, the fact is very simple. I mean, they really need to come out and put numbers, or they could do like we do. 4 inches or more, and leave it at that. 3 inches or more. Yeah, at least give people an idea of how much. But I think this was a well-behaved system. I don't even want to call it a storm. As you notice, there was not much wind with the storm. It was afterwards.
Yep.
And the storm itself went up well to the north and west of us in the Great Lakes. So it was really basically an occluding storm, which, for the most part, never drops heavy amounts of precip. And we pointed that out on Friday, too, that it was going to be a fast-moving storm and it wasn't going to have heavy, heavy precip. So I'm happy about that. And I will tell you that this week, sit back and relax through Friday. Sunny days, clear nights. Today, 25 to 30. Tomorrow, 30. Wednesday, 40. Thursday and Friday, mid-40s. Now, tonight will be clear, calm, and icy cold, 5 to 10 above. What are you showing right now, Marshall, at the station?
It just dropped a degree, 12 degrees.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be colder tomorrow morning, only because there'll be no wind. There was a little wind overnight keeping things stirred up.
And there's snow on the ground.
Right.
That makes a difference. That makes a difference.
Here's my problem with the weekend. Yeah. The cold high right now that's feeding almost the entire nation, I would say 2/3 of the nation, is situated over the Dakotas. That high is going to move southeastward so that, let's say, by Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to be found over the central Appalachians. After that, the upper air winds are going to take the high northeast. So the high will then be situated in eastern Canada by Friday, which means our wind is going to be going into the northeast. Now, the high, by the time it gets eastern Canada, will not be as cold because it's been moderating under the sun day by day by day. So it's not a cold high, but it's up there. The low is going to be in the southern plains, and it's going to move into the Ohio Valley. That low is going to get captured, and a second low will form. Now, here is the problem. does a second low form where the computers put it, which is right over the Delmarva area, move it right up across New Jersey and into New England, or does the high reform further east along the coast, and because of that high in Canada, keep the cold air funneling in across our listing area? If that's the case, Marshall, snow and ice for us coming Saturday and into Sunday. The European model is taking the inland route, and it's thinking along the lines right now that it's definitely going to be forced inland and not along the coast. And the European model is giving us mainly rain, and not only Saturday, but Sunday and Monday. Because eventually what the European does is develop a low, but by that time, it's telling us the cold air will be gone. So even though the secondary develops, it's not going to have any cold air to work on. So we're going to throw in rain for the whole area. And it's got the low meandering along the Cape Cod area. I think they're all out. They're in different ballparks right now, and I think it's got to come together. And I don't think that it's a shoe-in for either snow and sleet going to rain or all rain or all snow. I just think it bears watching. I was talking with Anthony Martella yesterday for a little while. And he said, kind of interesting after such a cold week that we would be talking rain on the weekend. They said, yeah, but that needs to be watched. And he goes, yeah, well, I'll do that. I said, yeah, well, just watch and see what happens with the upper atmosphere, because sometimes the upper atmosphere makes its own atmospheric conditions. And this could really just blow these computer models apart. So we shall see what happens. I think it's interesting that the new American GFS is giving our area as much snow as we had last weekend, while the European is saying rain.
Well, we'll see. We can play computer or roulette,
and see
what happens because it won't come in until Saturday anyway, right? Like it'll be like this past storm, right?
That is correct. It'll come in on Saturday, and it could easily last. This one could last till Sunday because it'll be a slower mover. So we'll keep you posted on that. I had to tell you, and I was thinking about you yesterday, a friend of mine found a professional spotlight on Craigslist for sale in Suffern. So I contacted the guy, and he said, it's still available. I said, well, if I have a chance, I'll come down to pick it up Sunday. So I went to pick it up yesterday, and it is a good old-fashioned spotlight with the 6 different color gels. I call it a clunker because it is heavy.
And they are heavy, yeah.
They are heavy. So he sold it for $125.
Well, that's a good price. I mean, the bad thing about those is the bulbs.
I was just going to say, how much is it to replace a bulb on that?
They're expensive, but not only that, it's just they're a fire hazard because they're extremely powerful.
Oh.
Extremely, and they throw a ton of heat. A ton of heat.
You know, the good thing about that is that if we use it, we'd be using it for very short intervals. You know what I mean? It's not a stage play where you keep the spotlight on the whole time. We use it for our movies, and maybe one scene would require a spotlight, so it would just be for that scene. And I'm going to bring it up to the studio, come the spring. But I'm just glad we grabbed it. And, and even in Suffern, by the way, no more than 3 inches on the ground there.
Yeah, we had 3 to 4 inches here. Yeah.
Which is fine. I 3 to 5 was my take.
Okay, now the next thing.
Yeah.
I discovered this and I can't believe it. It's already like in season 5. Oh, what a great show on Netflix, Grace and Frankie.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're considering taking one episode and doing that as our movie next year or this year.
What a terrific. That is.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching that. Isn't it funny? How great. Do you know that Lily Tomlin is 80 and Jane Fonda is 83 or vice versa? But they're 80 and 83 years old. And the other two guys that play it are 79.
Well, like I was going to say, just Grace and Frankie is every bit as good as the Kaminsky. It's just they're just two. They're just and they all feature. old actors. It was just great. It's just great.
It is. We're considering that. So thank you. Also, I want to pass on to you. You have to watch on HBO. Mm-hmm. You get HBO, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Outsider.
The Outsider.
You have to watch it. What's his name is in it? I can never remember his name, but you know him. He's in it. You have to watch from the beginning. Do not turn it on right now. I think they may be on episode 3 or 4. I'm not sure.
All right.
Watch it from the beginning. It's on demand. It is fabulous.
Will do. There you go, folks. Weather and films all in one with Pat Marshall.
There you go.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning.